Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time for your calls if you make them. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Hey, join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 63,000 posts, nearly 1,000 registered users. It is a lot of fun. There's serious issues. There's fun stuff, lighthearted issues. And you can join the fun. freetalklive.com. And you can also check out the Free State Project, because they're our sponsor. In fact, it's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And we mean that. I'm not just saying that because they're paying us to. We're all members of the Free State Project.
Yeah, we were members of the Free State Project long before they started paying us.
Yeah.
They advertise on this program because we believe in it, and we make it work for them.
So if freedom's important to you and you're willing to move for it, you need to go check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. That is toll-free, by the way, freestateproject.org. And one of the things about the Free State Project that I think is important to most Free State Project members is property rights. And that's what we're talking about right now. In fact, we got Ryan on the line from California. Ryan, you still there?
I'm here, guys.
All right. So you're telling us that you own a few pieces of property out there in California, and one of them you bought a while back, and at some point some scumbag neighbors moved in. You've had just a hell of a time trying to keep the place rented out. People will come and move in, and then they'll move out because they just can't stand the next-door neighbors. You said that some of the things they're doing are stealing power from your house, running extension cords. They've got RVs parked all over the yard. Can you just describe a little bit more of the situation?
Well, I mean, aside from them being criminals, they make noise all night. They have, you were talking about somebody who was running an auto business next door. They do that also. I'm sure they're not licensed for.
Okay.
They deal drugs. The police know about it. I don't know. I mean, I guess that about wraps it up.
So
horseshoes going on in the backyard. That's
you know it's a classy joint if you keep on hearing the clink of horseshoes.
Yeah. I used to know people like this. What happened when you called the cops about all of these violations?
Well, the only thing that they actually did to me that was a violation was the electrical.
Now, that's a big deal to me.
But that was a big deal, especially with electrical prices the way they are. I mean,
yeah.
By my estimates, it cost me probably upwards of $1,000 because I didn't catch it for months.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm calling the electric company. My electric bills are through the roof. I'm saying, hey, you know, I'm not running a tanning salon here. This is a two-bedroom apartment that I'm living in, and my electric bills were just through the roof. I'm complaining to these guys for 6 months. So finally, when the weather got nice, went out and saw this extension cord run into their property, call the police. They come. They see it, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, it's a crime. It's not only a crime, it's a felony. So I say, well, you know, am I going to get restitution? He says, well, I'm going to go, and everybody's just going to deny doing it. I'm like, well, yeah, it might take a little bit of investigation.
Wait, you have an extension cord. I mean, how many photos do you need to take of that to prove that it was there? Were they suggesting you put it there?
No. They know that somebody in the house did it, but they don't know who in the house. And everybody's going to point to everybody else because they have to actually assign the crime to somebody.
Why does that matter? In this day and age when a tenant, if your tenants were growing marijuana in your back room in your little two-bedroom house, your ass would be going to jail for it, Ryan. They wouldn't have any problem assigning blame in that case.
You know, the thing is that whoever owns the house, if the owner of the house lives there, or whoever signed the lease for the house,
they're the responsible
person who's
party.
Responsible. That's the person who's stealing it. Unless somebody else did it, in which case they need to roll on them.
You're preaching to the choir, man.
Yeah, I know.
But the cops are just a bunch of do-nothing, worthless losers.
What
too.
Town is this?
What town is it?
Yeah, can you tell us what town that the police are so useless in?
Yeah, San Leandro, California.
San Andrew?
It might as well be San anywhere, because the cops are like this anywhere. They don't want to do any research. They don't want to do any. They don't even want to come out and come to your calls, Manwich.
I know.
Let alone actually file any paperwork or do any sort of investigative work. Did the cop even bother to go talk to them?
Yeah, they talked to them. And they did. They did cart somebody off, but not because of this, because they had an outstanding warrant. Surprise.
Jeez.
Sounds like a bunch of savory characters over there.
Their advice to me was to snip the cord, though. So that was it.
Un. believable.
You've got any other advice?
It's perfectly believable. It's perfectly believable around here. But my problem isn't necessarily so much with the cops. I guess the problem that I'm having is more the legal things that are doing that are affecting me. You see what I'm saying? Is that somebody can live next door to you, and they can shine a bright light in your window, and they can, you know, play a siren, at high decibels at hours of the night, and it will affect your life, and it will affect, in my case, my income.
Certainly.
So, I mean, these are the problems that I'm having with, you know.
You know, I don't have any problem in a case like this with neighbors from hell. I have no problem with you getting some sort of revenge on these people. I mean, I'm not for initiating force on anyone, but as far as I'm concerned, you've been initiated
upon you.
And so, there's all kinds of great books out there about how to get revenge on people in very, very affordable ways
legal,
affordable. I mean, go ahead and do your research and let them have it, because these guys are low-life scum, and the cops won't do anything about it. So you're going to have to take matters into your own hands.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ryan, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Let us know what happens. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I mean, my neighbor's dogs bark real early in the morning, but thank goodness that's the only problem I have.
Oh, I used to have a very similar problem.
Really?
I used to live in a duplex, and the other tenants in the duplex were quite unsavory characters, such as the ones that were just described.
Right.
They would throw parties, all-night parties. You're trying to sleep. You have to go to work in the morning.
There's bass thumping coming from the room next to you.
And drunks falling around your yard asking for rides home. I am home. I'm not going anywhere.
What happened?
One of the problems...
We got out of there eventually.
Building these duplexes without a firewall in between. I mean,
a soundproof wall,
at least a concrete wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not expecting them to go to NASA and figure out how to completely soundproof the house, but put a concrete wall between the units, would you? That way, at least if they set theirs on fire, I got a minute to get out.
it was terrible. My mother's car was stolen, as a matter of fact, by one of the folks. Oh, just bad news. Bad news all across the board.
Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey there,
man.
How are you folks doing tonight?
Well,
quite
good.
Well.
Okay. I'm feeling better because I don't have the neighbors that the last guy did.
Well, I used to.
Really?
But,
I had a neighbor whose dog had a substance abuse problem. She was addicted to trash, and her life had become unmanageable. She was a garbageaholic. You couldn't put the garbage out without her. Just
I think
ripping
we should all pay for that dog's psychological. Anyway, I was calling. I remembered I had a criticism of you guys. It was nothing severe, but
let us have it.
I think you should put something on your website saying, "Okay, we don't deal with." We don't deal with conspiracy theories on this site. Please go see Alec Jones.
It won't stop them. Are you getting sick of the calls?
Well, no, I'm getting sick of you folks taking all this time talking about how you don't do it. I think you should just say...
No, we'll take the calls. It's just
No. Like emails. Like you had the email. You were complaining about how this guy was whining to you about how you should accept, dealing with conspiracies and stuff like that. And I just think you shouldn't even bother with it. Just don't even deal with that.
Well, the reason I brought the email up was because we just had a phone call about it before
that. I'm saying if you have a phone call, of course, but I mean, just don't spend time talking about how you don't do conspiracies, and just like that you don't do conspiracies, just don't do talk about it constantly. You know, that's why I'm like,
I see what you're saying.
I hear what you're saying because I agree. It's pointless.
Every time one of them calls in, we always have to just kind of reset and let people know that this isn't a crackpot kook conspiracy show. And I don't want them. I don't want somebody tuning in.
I was calling about.
Right. Well, Matthew, and if you want, hang on. But that we don't do this sort of thing. But people who are listening for the first time don't know it. So I feel like it's radio, so we have to keep resetting ourselves. Just like every time we come back, we're going to tell you we're Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At researchedherbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the phones. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph, their validated photo, which means that they've taken a picture specifically to prove that they are who they say they are. And the reason we had to do this is because we want to be sure, I mean, as sure as we possibly can over the internet at least, that the people who are representing themselves are actually who they claim to be.
And we haven't seen a shamer in quite a while.
You're right. We haven't had somebody attempt to fake us out in a number of months. That doesn't mean it won't be happening, but you can always submit your photo, ladies, to the Shrine of Female Listeners, and just make sure that in the picture you have some sort of signage that references the show. That's how we validate you. And you can get more examples, you can get more details at freetalklive.com. But we really appreciate our lady listeners, and that's the point of the Shrine. It is not a beauty contest. So let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you didn't want to talk conspiracies, so what's the...
Oh, well, that wasn't really what it was. It wasn't conspiracies particularly. Right. I was just bringing
By the way, eventually, I just want one more comment. Eventually, the conspiracy thing will get less and less because as we grow... Right now, our internet listeners, there's a lot of the conspiracy theorists out there in that pool of listenership.
Right.
But once we get more regular radio listeners listening to the show, I think you'll find that the amount of conspiracy calls will go down.
I think that there's an amount of regular radio listeners out there that like to hear a bit of the conspiracy thing.
Maybe. They are fun.
Well, they've got Art Bell. God. Anyway.
Yeah. 5 hours a night.
But Art Bell's on late at night. You know, I mean, we're much...
when they're all out there.
Yeah. We're prime time. And
we're not trying to be Art Bell, okay? This isn't a conspiracy show. There I go with the warnings again. All right, what's on
Anyway, I was the former job of mine. I was sitting next to a avowed socialist, and we had a huge argument about it to the point where he was yelling at me, which wasn't very good in an office environment. But
yikes.
Anyway, he was. I was explaining to him. I said, "How do you do?" I said, "You." He owned a house along with him and some friends of his. I said, "How do you own your home?" And he said, "Oh yeah, of course. Like, how do you own your home if you continuously pay for it?" And I said, you buy a TV, do you continuously pay on that TV for the rest of your life? And he just got really, he said, well, they're taxes. He kept saying, well, that's tax over and over, as if that's describing what the, that
it's not paying,
anything.
It's tax.
Like, that's, you're paying for your house continuously for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
How is that owning something if you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with your car. How can you own your car if you constantly have to pay for it and pay for the operation, the privilege to operate the vehicle? You're like paying for your license. You're paying for your,
He just couldn't get his head around that, could he?
No, it was like talking to a wall. You know, I was like, well, no, you have to have these taxes, or you know, you own it, you just have to pay for it. I'm like, well, it was really bad. And
The only thing you own when it comes to property is you really don't own anything. You just sort
like
of
retail
are
items.
Yeah, you're sort of renting the right to transfer the title.
Yeah,
like you,
yeah.
you have the freedom at any time to transfer the title of the house to somebody else.
Boy,
I just got my excise tax. We just got our excise tax bill, and it's like if we don't pay that off. You know, that car, bye-bye. You know,
yeah.
And
if you don't pay, if you want to find out for sure whether or not you own your property, just stop paying your property taxes.
Yeah. It's,
then you'll find out
nice
who's
lean,
the master,
nice,
who's the servant, the hard
nice
way.
Big red lean thing on your door, you know?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
All right, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So do you think he's right? Do we spend too much time chastising the conspiracy people on the show?
I think that, you know, too much time talking about it.
Yeah.
You know?
He does have a point. It's...
I think that people should be able to call in and talk about whatever conspiracy they want, present whatever the evidence they want, and then that's it.
It is a bit tantamount to, someone's in a relationship, a terrible relationship, and they just complain about it all the time. But they don't do anything to end it.
I wish you wouldn't bring my personal problems up here on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's only so much we can do. It's an open format show, so we have to let people call about anything. But at the same time, man, which I don't think I want to let them call in and present all the evidence that they want to.
Not all.
If we allowed them to call and present all their evidence, they'd be going on and on.
The evidence that makes them interesting,
and
that's it.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, there's some people that got some interesting stuff out there.
No doubt. And that's why the phones are always open for you. 800-259-5791. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was thinking about the guy that called in about him and his neighbors being, like, obnoxious and stuff.
Yeah, the bad neighbors.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. I was wondering how he couldn't sue, because technically what you can do is then list all of the entire occupants of the house as defendants, and then it doesn't matter if they point fingers at each other, because what the jury can then do is say each of you is a portion liable,
right?
And then say, we're going to award you this much money, and because they're all members of the household, they all have to pay, so you get your money anyway.
Well, presuming they have money to give you.
Well, that's pretty much all.
At the very least, you can put a lien on somebody's property. But if this guy is anything like me, he doesn't like to fool around with the judicial system.
Yeah,
right.
True.
I mean, I don't like the cops, and I don't like the judges, and I don't like all those people. Where I sort of my upbringing is, we don't sue people.
Yeah, I guess.
So I prefer not to have to deal with it. I understand where you're coming from, and if somebody made me mad enough...
That's the way to get back at him, I guess.
Yeah. So I didn't even consider that. It didn't even cross my mind. I mean, after he told us what the cop said, which was basically, oh, I can't do anything about this.
You should cut the cord.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever.
It doesn't make me feel good about spending my time and money trying to get what little money I can, because as he described it, these people don't sound like people that are very good at saving their money.
Yeah.
So, I doubt that they would really be able to give you any sort of restitution at all. It would probably just anger them more, and then they'd start shining more lights at your house and playing music louder.
Oh, yeah. One other thing about the guy that just called in.
Yes, sir.
He was talking about property taxes. One of the things that you can actually, just a different way to look at it, is sort of like they're assessing you on your certain value, and that's how much you have to pay for mandatory services of the government. And that's not how I view it, but that's just a view that you can take, because you think about it, the government is more providing police, medical, fire services, as long as the service itself, not necessarily the staff or the people. But that's sort of what you're paying for, and also the school system. You have to pay for someone to set up the entire school system.
Well, yeah, you have to pay because they will force you to pay.
Well, true, but then again, who would then be? You would have to set up private people to run all those services.
You know, when talking about property taxes, just set me off. I got a $4,000 bill today, and I'm not very happy, I'll tell you. And almost half of that bill, $1,700 of that, is schools.
Yeah.
To pay to send people to schools. I mean, I don't have any kids. I don't have your dirty little children. I don't expect you to send my dog to obedience class. I mean, really? I mean, wouldn't we all be better off if all the dogs went to obedience class? We all benefit from obedient dogs,
oh, sure,
don't we?
Sure.
I mean, is this the next damn step?
Maybe.
You know, you had the little rugrats. I didn't. I'm the one who's getting screwed here.
No doubt. David, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
I was careful. I used a condom.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy.
Well done.
I'm really careful. 800-259-5791. Property taxes, property rights. We're going to talk about that some more coming up. This is your show, and we want your thoughts. Are you for the government-run school system? Because mine was a good... over a third of my property rights, property tax.
Mine's
bill.
Over a third, too.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It is your show, and you can take control of the topic. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. The archive's there, last 6 days of the show. Oh, wait a minute. No, make that 7 months. Last 7 months of the show, right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
That's a lot of show.
That is a lot of show. And it's all for free, freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about property rights for pretty much the last good chunk of this program. And what kind of started it off was actually a call we got, and then we started talking about how we got our property tax bills. And what is property? I mean, property is something that you control, that you own, that you have...
Can't be taken away from you.
Right, that you have physical control of. I have in my hand a big red cup, and it is my property. I have control
only because I gave it to you.
Right, but you gave it to me. You relinquished control. You said, here, you can have this piece of property, and you can do with it as you please, because now it's my property. So if I want to take it and throw it in the garbage, I can do that.
I'd feel really bad if you did
that. You would feel bad.
I wouldn't give you any more cups.
Right.
But in the case of, say, real, like, chunks of land, it's as if, Ian, you have to pay me a dollar every month if you want to keep on using that red cup.
Yeah, that's what it's like. In which case, I would want to throw the red cup's contents in your face because
in this case, I would just give you the red cup if you want a buck, you know?
Right. Now, in the case of property taxes, if you don't pay your property taxes, what's going to happen to you?
You know, they're going to send you a little warning, and you're going to have to pay extras. And then if you find
the late fee.
Yeah, and if you don't pay at all, they're going to call you to court, and they're going to say, you're a bad person. You need to pay your property taxes. And you're going to say, it's my property. I own it. No. You can't make me pay taxes for it, because otherwise it wouldn't be my property.
This might all take 10 years to go down. It's not going to happen quickly. The government is not...
Probably close, less than that.
Well, they want you to build interest,
yeah,
and then they just want to take it all from you at once. And so that's... Like, for instance, there was a guy that was just letting his yard grow, and they've let him grow his yard for a good 13 years. The entire time, though, they kept putting liens on his house, and they kept generating new fines to charge him with. So by the time they were finally ready to, bring the guy into court, he had hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, and his house was liened to death. He didn't own any of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works. Not only are they slow in plotting, but they're also slow because they want to build up the amount of charges.
Now, let's be clear that they have to kick you out, though. You know,
okay.
I mean, you either have to leave. They can't do anything to you. You don't let them. So you either have to leave or they've got to come in.
And
I don't think, they're going to do that.
Really?
I haven't seen any circumstances of that.
I don't think anybody has taken it that far.
I don't think they have either. I don't think they've stayed there in their house and said, screw you, I'm not leaving.
Well, maybe we'll see what's going to happen, because up in New Hampshire, there's an interesting little situation. Kat Dillon, she's in Keene, she has refused to pay her school portion of her property tax. Because we had a gentleman call a moment ago who said, well, you know, you've got your services portion of the property tax, you've got your fire, you've got your police, and that sort of thing. And there's nowhere else that you can go buy those services from. But the school portion, there's plenty of other options out there for schools, and it's outrageous to suggest that people without kids should have to pay for the education of people who do have kids. So she decided, even though she's got her kid in homeschooling, so she decided, I'm going to take the percentage of my property tax bill that goes to schools, which is about 50% for her, and she was going to donate it, she did donate it, to a charity. She donated it to an educational charity. And she made it public. She told the news she was going to do this. She went down, paid half of her taxes. She wrote a check for half of her taxes. And now she's got her next tax bill, and they're saying, hey, you still owe some money on the last tax bill.
Well, that's of course what they're going to say.
Yeah. And they raised her valuation of her property, which is a trailer, by 20%.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So basically what she's thinking is, since they didn't get half of the amount before, they're now just raising her property tax by a huge amount, her percentage, by a huge amount, so that if she decides to pay half of it again, they're getting more than they would have if they hadn't raised it by 20%. So they're trying to screw her every which way they possibly can.
Well, sounds right.
Let's talk to Mary Ellen in Utah. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Jason and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, greetings.
How can they raise the valuation on a trailer? Those things do nothing but depreciate. There's
That's what she's
to
asking.
Appreciate.
Well, I guess the lot that it's sitting on?
Not 20%.
No. Well,
no.
I mean, anything can go up 20%, but
not this.
It's unreasonable.
Yeah. Anyway, I called to tell you that you people have nothing to snivel about. I live in Utah, and I just pulled out my tax bill when you were talking about the percentage that goes to schools. 20.5% of my taxes do not go to the school.
Wow.
Whoa.
So 79.5% of my tax bill goes to schools.
Well, that just means that you
don't have any children.
They don't charge you for many services otherwise. And, like, what's your tax bill compared to mine? I got a $4,000 one I got to pay.
Nothing, but I live out in the boonies where the property values are worth nothing, too.
Yeah.
But 79.5% for schools. I don't have any children. I don't have any grandchildren. I don't have any kids in school. I myself never attended a public school.
We're getting ripped off.
Yeah, why am I paying for all these other people to go to school? When I went to school, my father and I, between us, we paid my tuition.
Right.
You know, he did it when I was little, and when I got bigger and I had a good babysitting job, I paid my own.
Neat. That's great.
Don't you remember, Mary Ellen, don't you remember signing the social contract that said that you would take care of other people's children?
I must have been asleep that day.
Oh, but you must have signed it, because we've all signed it.
I guess. Yeah, right. That's what they tell me.
Isn't it disgusting?
It is pretty disgusting. That's
when will it stop, Mary Ellen?
In another world, probably.
I think it'll stop when people stop paying. When people en masse decide, nah, not going to pay you. No.
Yeah.
1,000 people, if 1,000 people in your area decided they weren't going to pay their property taxes, what could they do? How would they build a new jail? They wouldn't be able to fund it.
Yeah, but the kind of education that I'm paying for these children around here to get, they never have enough initiative of their own to do that.
Yep. That is the truth. That's why we're going to New Hampshire. Mary Ellen, great call. Yeah. Thank you. 800-259-5791. We go to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tim. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm sorry about changing the subject, but...
No, this is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, Tim.
Yeah.
Don't apologize.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, I mean, whenever you... I've been listening for a couple of weeks now, I guess, and whenever you guys talk on here, it almost seems like you... like, don't want the government to exist at all.
Well, I'd say that's Ian, and
I could live without it, Tim.
And
Manwich likes some government.
I like some government, but you know, you've got a point here, and every once in a while it bothers me, is that the libertarian arguments that exist out there essentially lead to zero.
That's not true. The Libertarian Party argues for a constitutional small government.
They do, but the arguments that that are often used, you're like, I didn't sign the social contract. What does that lead to? Zero.
Yeah.
I mean, arguments like,
give me a contract I want to sign.
All property is that I own is mine.
Right.
That comes pretty close to zero.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of government do you want to see, Tim?
I agree with a lot of the things that you're saying on the show, but I also think that, like, there should be at least a little bit of regulation.
I want to know what you mean. I want to know what exactly you think should be regulated. Hang on, okay? 800-259-5791. What is it that the government should be doing? Because they're doing a hell of a lot now, and we definitely want to cut it down to size, but what should that size be?
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-5791 is the number for you to take control of the show. That's 1-800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
So let's go back to the phones to Tim in Pennsylvania. Now, Tim, how old are you?
Actually, I'm 14.
Okay, Tim, you're 14. That's okay, because we've all been there before. And I think it's good that you're coming across these ideas at age 14, because...
Oh, yeah. I didn't hit them until way later on.
Yeah, and you're going to have plenty of time to mull this over. But I want to know, at 14, what is it that you think that the government should be, as you put it, regulating?
It's sort of like, I think that... I mean, I agree that, like, there should be a lot more freedom in what's going on today. Like...
Mm-hmm. You and most of America.
Yeah. But there should be, like, at least, like, as for, like, restaurants or whatever. Like,
restaurants, okay, what about restaurants?
If you don't have, like, the government regulate what's going on with the government, such as, or like, whenever it comes to, what's it called, like sanitation,
health codes.
Yeah.
You're concerned that without government, that people will start poisoning others at their restaurants, correct? Who's playing the music, by the way? Is that you, Tim?
No, that's not me.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, I have a really long cord. Maybe it's just sort of picking it up.
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's
I was noticing that, too. Anyway.
So you're worried about this, and it's something that people should be concerned about. I mean, nobody wants to get poisoned while they're at their favorite restaurant.
Certainly not.
Now, let's imagine a world for one moment, Tim, where government disappears tomorrow, okay? What could possibly happen without government intervention to protect people from poisoned food, from bad food prep, from dirty kitchens, that sort of thing?
There could be standalone groups that would do this sort of thing on their own.
Seriously,
absolutely.
Did you just think that up right now on the spot?
Actually, no. I've been talking on the unofficial Free Talk Live channel for a while.
I was gonna say, man, that was quick. I mean, you're sharp. Because yeah, there would be standalone groups, and why would there be?
Because people
want to be protected.
Yeah, people would. Yeah.
People want to know that the place they're going into, I would think most people would want to know this, that the place they're going into is clean. Now,
sure.
Jason,
yes?
You worked in the restaurant industry for a number of years.
I certainly did.
Sandwich has as well.
I did at one point.
But, Jason, you've had a lot of experience on the floor. You've been a waiter. You've been back in the kitchen. You know what it's like to work at a restaurant.
I do.
What are the inspection processes like in the real world?
In the real world, the restaurant is filthy. And the kitchen is disgusting, and you would not want to eat the food unless it happens to be the day where the health inspector comes in.
Oh, and, really?
And then it's back to normal.
It's not like these things are surprises, by the way. And, you know, the fact is, I have a boss, a guy that I used to work for, and he got poisoned twice at the same place.
Oh, God.
It was this particular type of cheese. I couldn't tell you what it is, but it made him sick twice. So...
How often does
the government was inspecting it? I mean, why did he get poisoned if the government was inspecting
it? But how often do they inspect?
Not often at all.
Maybe once a year?
Maybe
once a year.
And don't they always call in advance?
Yes, they do.
Yes. They don't want to find anything. If they found something, they'd have to come back.
That's more work.
Do you feel protected yet, Tim?
No.
Okay. This is how government works. It doesn't. You can ask government to do whatever you want to do, and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to protect you, Tim. You don't you worry about eating your food at your local restaurants, because we've got our inspectors out there on the streets. When, in fact, it doesn't matter how much money they spend on the inspection program, and it doesn't matter how many inspectors they hire, there's no incentive for them to go and actually inspect.
Right. And... on the off chance that they do find enough in a restaurant to write up from some sort of referral type thing, they essentially say, all right, you got a lot of dirty crap here, clean it up, or else, and then that's it.
And they pick a restaurant now and then that they're really going to screw.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then there's a restaurant now and then, and who knows why they go after them. Maybe their brother owns the other taco shack across the street. Maybe it's because they didn't like the way the owner looked. Maybe they hit on the owner, and she said, no, I don't want to go out on a date with you. You never know what the reason is, but I think that it rarely has anything to do with, the way the kitchen is. But maybe it has something to do with the way the kitchen is at the time they came in. Maybe they didn't feel like they were respected enough because the kitchen wasn't cleaned well enough. Who knows what the reason is? But every once in a while, they'll pick a restaurant and go after them and screw the crap out of them and run them out of business.
So it's a nice thing, Tim, to say that government should do these things and that government could do these things better. And there'd be plenty of big government freaks that would say, well, if I was in charge, the food inspection bureaucracy would work correctly. I'd have my bureaucrats out there doing their jobs the right way. And that's all just talk. Because it just doesn't wash, dude. It just doesn't work out that way. So the only way to protect people is to turn it over to the free market. That way, Manwich's inspection service would be hired by the company to come and check them out on a once-a-week basis, Tim. And they would hire Manwich to come in and check it out. And Manwich wouldn't be able to be bribed. Because...
Oh, yes, I would. Oh, yes, I would.
Well, the reason why you wouldn't be able to be bribed is because you'd want to have a reputation for being honest. But because if you didn't have a reputation...
I don't have that now.
If you didn't have a... we're talking about if you actually wanted to make money, Manwich.
I see.
you'd have to have a reputation for being honest, otherwise you wouldn't get any other clients, because nobody would want to be certified by Manwich's certification service, because you stink.
He's crooked.
And he's crooked. But right now...
Tim, I sort of agree with you. I think that we need a certain amount of regulation in the world, and perhaps when we come back, we'll talk about a couple of
weeks. Too bad, Tim, you picked the wrong one. Thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime. 800-259-5791.
You've got to agree with me on this one, though, Manwich. There's no way the government should be doing health inspections.
No. No, I don't think... Not government. Not restaurant health inspections.
All right. Coming back with more Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. If you want to get in here before we're done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, now would be the time to make that call. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got the archives, months worth of them, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and live streaming, much more, all of it for free. And it will continue to be free, although we'd like to have you support us voluntarily. We've created a little program we call AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And over 115 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers, as we like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier gets you a few bonuses.
It's like being a mouseketeer for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I like that. You get access to a very special a bulletin board, a forum on our bulletin board that's only accessible by Free Talk Live amplifiers.
A Dakota ring?
Yes. No, there's no Dakota ring.
Oh.
But there's also some cool bonuses along the line. For instance, we're giving out our classic archives from Free Talk Live,
mm-hmm.
starting with the very first episode. Right now, the amplifiers have access to that. in the Amplifier Forum. And again, it's only $3 a month to become a Free Talk Live Amplifier. You don't have to, though. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. You can still get all the other stuff at the website for free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many other talk shows give away their archives?
None.
I can't think of any.
Certainly no syndicated shows that I know of. Certainly none of the big boys.
Mm-mm.
So there you go. Go get them. All that stuff for free. And if you like it, if you think it's a good idea, amp the show. Because what we're doing with the $3 a month, we're not pocketing it. It's turning right back around and going out to promote Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
To get us on more radio stations. To get us on more internet connections so we can spread the message of freedom and liberty. Now, Manwich, you said that there should be some government around. And I think you kind of wanted to enumerate the areas that you thought that there should be.
I personally believe that it's going to be a difficult sale to have people, you know, to have anything but a local government police system.
Okay.
I think it's a difficult sale to have anything but the...
Can we abolish the federal police, though?
I think the federal police are unconstitutional.
Good. Okay, we agree there. How about state police?
You know, states are allowed to have their own police if they want.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Do we need to have them, though?
But it's not constitutional. But it's not unconstitutional.
Right. But do we need to have them?
I don't
really. Not really.
I don't know.
I mean, as long as you got police in every county, then why do you need
most
state police?
Here's what state police do. How's this?
Okay.
State police enforce drug laws and traffic laws.
Neither of those I like.
I don't particularly like. I know that both of them are revenue sources for revenue streams. And if it wasn't for that, the state police wouldn't exist.
Right.
Whereas local police would. I know that local police make a lot of money.
Right. Because the state cops don't protect you from murderers and rapists.
No, they
good
don't.
Point.
So,
so if we end the war on drugs, that'll be a huge hit to the.
It would be a huge hit. But the FHP will still be around, or the Highway Patrol in your particular state will still be around, and I. You know, people just aren't going to not have the highway patrol. So that's something, it's going to be around. I just don't think it's a very saleable portion of the libertarian...
And again, we're not talking about, we're not representatives of the Libertarian Party.
No.
We're just talking about freedom.
No, this is just my opinion.
Yeah, I'm talking about pure liberty. You're talking about a monarchy, a small government.
Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to try private roads and all that good stuff. After we get the constitutional level of, you know, back to the constitutional level,
I agree with you.
Federal government.
We should absolutely work on the federal side of things first.
Oh, yeah.
This is your show, but your time's up for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us then, and, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Till then, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we will see you tomorrow night. And, again, in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us in the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Good night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease.